7:41, welcome back to Sunday Live, right here on the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM, with myself, Yahya Ismail, as well as Rahima McLean. But now, we know on Thursday, the President obviously delivered his Sono State of the Nation address to the people of South Africa. And he emphasized, you know, certain things like investment into South Africa's future. And obviously, given the situation we find ourselves in as South Africans now. Also speaking about, you know, global pressures on South Africa. Now, to discuss this a bit more, we are joined online by Dr. Ngama Mtimka, who is a political analyst from the Nelson Mandela University. Doctor, very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Morning to you, Ismail, and your listeners. Thank you for having me.
Now, what did you make of the president's Sono address? Do you think that he actually addressed the necessary issues and the pressing issues that we do face as South Africans?
Yeah, sure. I think in terms of the broad three major priorities of the medium-term development plan, these are on the money. As far as achieving an inclusive growth and achieving a state that is capable and dealing with the insecurity in the country when it comes to, the trading environment. Also, I think the president spoke very directly on issues that are limiting South Africa's growth, as far as infrastructure and utilities, or what they have called network industries, are concerned, in terms of bringing in the private sector. My only issue when it comes to bringing in the private sector to participate, we need to scrutinize the business and operating models for those, such that they generate most of their revenue from a greater, more services added or more goods delivered than from financing structures that result in the original state-owned entity losing out what otherwise would have been money that's paid to them anyway had they been sufficiently capitalized.
Mm. Now, on the topic of economic recovery, the president also spoke about supporting women, supporting younger people, especially those who have businesses, and creating a fund to essentially support these individuals to be a part of the South African economy. Do you think that the plans that he outlined for economic recovery and for job creation in South Africa, do you think those plans are achievable and realistic?
So our biggest problem, and I'm talking from experience here, having been in the small business development space for over 12 years, our biggest problem is to convince those who allocate these funds that there are sufficient viable entities to spend them on. Because, you see, they're creating a lot more supply-side instruments, when in fact at the level of execution, finding businesses and allocating money to them, there's a lot that is left desired there. So it's not these funds are not achieving what they are meant to achieve, not because there's something wrong with the funds themselves, but in my view, the investment decision making is full of people who actually know business from a textbook perspective, and do not know how development works, how you nurture enterprises that may not show immediate profitability from year one, but you keep investing in them until they become profitable. How some of the sectors, in fact, always have to depend on one form or another of government support. So, you see, my challenge is that we need a more holistic approach to developing entrepreneurship in South Africa, and not just create these funds and be stuck when it comes to allocating them to real entrepreneurs. Because what then happens is that these officials get instructed to allocate money to politicians who are not business people, and the businesses fail.
That's definitely something that needs to be taken into consideration as well. But also, the president also commented on, you know, South Africa's stance when it comes to international affairs. We know that recently with the United States and with the U.S. President, Mr. Trump, signing executive orders, basically cutting aid to South Africa. How do you feel that the comments that Mr. Ramaphosa made during the Sona address actually shapes South Africa's global position at the moment?
First of all, I think in the moves of Donald Trump, there's more political maneuvering than something of a substantive effect. So globally, USAID is not providing any monies in this 90-day period. I see that they have qualified their banning, their embargo. So what is it called again? You know, when the temporary suspensions, the word escapes me now. They have qualified to say if it's not life-threatening. Okay, so my issue is this: even though we can accept that there's a price to be paid when you differ with empire, the question is whether South Africa wants to be known as a country that would do anything for aid, or as it committed itself in the 1990s, it commits to the idea of a rules-based international order.
Now, Dr. Mtimka, just in closing, based on the Sona address and what the president said, do you feel that the government actually has a concrete plan to implement change and to create change in South Africa? Or is it just another situation where it was a lot of talk, a lot of rhetoric, and we're not going to see any action again?
Coherence among the two major factions in society, the Democratic Alliance and the ANC, is crucial for South Africa because they represent constituencies that are important for the country. I'm not saying other political parties are not. So I think that's the biggest takeaway from this Sona. And the other thing is that the plan itself is a start, not the beginning. So there's a lot more that is expected. If the social media conversations about what Washington is doing are anything to go by, we have a lot of problems in the country that are in internal. The way in which some people want to leverage these developments with Washington in order to force South Africa to assume a particular, to change its domestic policies, it's something that shows that we don't have a national consensus about what's important to us. Never mind, and politicians cannot have it if we don't have it at the society level.
It'll definitely be interesting to see how, especially with the government of national unity, having all these different players, how that plays out over the next few years, and also with what is happening internationally, both in the DRC and with the United States. It will definitely be interesting to see how all of that plays out. But that is where we're going to have to leave it this morning. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us on air and for sharing your insight into the Sona address.
Thanks to you.